Bookings, opening a new chapter of its book, an interesting decision for whiteboard, SharePoint and forms, all of that after the intro. Starting this week on Tuesday with a new launch design, Bookings updated user experience. Microsoft Bookings got a big overhaul, from an updated design and enhanced user experience, for viewing main components of the web app, to creating a more connected experience. It feels like an almost new product. On the roadmap, it says it's launched, and in some of my tenants, I still need to toggle the switch to access it, but at least I can really experience it, and as you might have already guessed it, I really, really like it. Updating the UI in Bookings is one thing, but to really revamp the product, more needs to be done. And so, we got also Bookings clone an existing booking calendar. Also launched on Tuesday, we can duplicate the current Bookings calendar in order to create a new calendar with the same properties and customizations as an existing one. Plus, we also got updates to staff roles, with the addition of a scheduler role and changes to roles with calendar privileges. Microsoft did not stop there either. Bookings is now also available to frontline workers with F1 and F3 licenses, and they are already planning a CC functionality to email notifications coming in December. I'm honest, for a while I had a feeling Bookings isn't making it, but I'm happy I was wrong. Enough Bookings. Time for some forms. Microsoft Forms' new polling app polls in Teams meeting and chat. Polling is key, and Microsoft Forms is focused on just that. With this update coming in October, Forms will release a more discoverable app named Polls in Teams. Adding polls to your Teams chats and meetings via the new Polls app will be the same experience as before, but now it's under a new app name and Teams branded icon. So nothing huge, but maybe a well-needed reminder for all of us using Polls. It's such an easy way to get instant feedback in meetings and everybody can participate. I recommend you guys at least trying to integrate this more into your meetings. You will be surprised. My point of view, now the big one for this week. Whiteboard storage in OneDrive for Business. So, whiteboard content will be stored in Microsoft OneDrive for Business. What's the big deal, you're asking? I would have agreed if I didn't notice the following. Any user who does not have OneDrive for Business provisioned will no longer be able to create new whiteboards when the change is implemented. Wow, to me that's a slap in many faces. You will be able to collaborate on others' whiteboards and you're still able to work on previously created ones, but unable to create new ones? I don't know if that's a smart move. To me, it's too much pressure to use OneDrive. When will all of this happen? Starting with opt-in to use OneDrive for Business, this will begin in late October and complete in mid-November. Making OneDrive for Business the default will begin in mid-January and complete in late February. And for users on Surface Hub, the update will happen in early November and be completed in mid-November. On to the more happy news. SharePoint improvements for the text web part for SharePoint pages in use. Planned for release this month, Microsoft is adding the ability to paste inline images into the text web part. With that, images can be closer to text and the text can easily wrap around images. Microsoft is also addressing our feedback to reduce line spacing in text. Also coming in this month, SharePoint, the ability to remove the title region gradient. Microsoft is also adding a new toggle for the title region that allows page authors to remove or add a gradient to the title region. Two short and sweet updates I think we all appreciate. Finishing off this week with another Microsoft Forms roadmap item. Improved Forms mobile experience from Forms creation or analysis. Coming in October, Forms designers who create forms and analyze results from mobile will have a much more mobile-friendly experience that is optimized for the devices, making forms easier to use and to have fun with it. This will be available to new forms and existing forms in the browser, and a few weeks later in the Office mobile app. And with that, thanks for listening, and until the next episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. If you want to check out the last week's episode, you can do that everywhere you listen to podcasts, and as always, on my site, afrit.com. Where you also find a bunch of useful infographics, a full guide for Outlook Calendar Board View, and my series The Versus, where I show in one single post the details and main differences for terms like XDR and CM. Until the next episode, don't be afraid.